VIP 6-1. Pattern of three numbers. We have to guess the rule, which in this case was the numbers either go up or down in value sequentially. You have to test and retest in many different combinations. Put an idea under a lot of stress, under a bit of stress, to see if it's right, and check where it works and doesn't work. Students do exactly the same. They make assumptions based on, because in our evolution, we run from danger as humans, but our job is to stop them from assuming they know something in the first place, as per the movie Fight Club. Common assumptions are A, they can't do something and conclude they have no talent, or we do it with wrong assumptions about a new student. And first impressions matter so much because they're hard to change. So those are both examples of assumptions, both on the part of the student and the part of the teacher. Ask the 5-why game, the 5-whys game, to help eliminate assumptions. People have sets of ideas in their head, and that has, people have sets of ideas in their head that has object and rules. In other words, the way they think things behave. Example, the symbol G, small, capital G, small m, and then 9. It's not a chord, it's just a symbol. We need a new way to test that it's based in reality, not just talk. So, object, rules, and connection to reality. All these must be there for something to be true. And you must find where the link is broken. One way to avoid assumptions is to ask the question, why are you playing this the wrong way? Not to the student, but so that they were to ask themselves. In other words, do you really know the notes of a G minor 9? In music, your medium is sound and time. With students, your medium is ideas. You have to ask what they know and ask them to explain it. If you don't know what ideas they have and whether your ideas will fit with theirs, since you don't know what ideas they have and whether your ideas will fit with theirs, they have to test these. It could be you not explaining something right and not, it could be you who's not explaining something right and not them when they don't get it. How do you test this? Ask many students and look for patterns. Take notes. Ask what they are thinking when they are doing a specific task, for example. Start from as low a layer as possible and build from there. If all else fails, reboot and start over. You can apply this to any part of your business. The test, collect the data, and analyze process. Reality does not work always the way you think it should. So test and retest. VIP 6-2. Often musicians play what's beyond them. Instead of playing easier material and making it sound great, people try to play harder material and then they don't sound that great. You can't just get the tab and now you know a song. You have to really get all the nuances. Hess spends time practicing to be more expressive, like phrasing. He wants accuracy of expression. That's his main goal. People play above their level and don't sound expressive. It's actually more satisfying to play easier stuff and be highly expressive. Students must spend time doing this. Not that they shouldn't strive, but you want them to really, really love it because their motivation will soar. Hess spends time getting one note to perfection, vibrato speed and depth, rubato on the vibrato, etc. Dynamics, master what you hear, not noodling. How many students have ever really tried this? What if they made that a goal? Like page one in the songwriting event says, have something to say worth saying. And then they acquired skills to say it and squeezed the life out of every note. The principle is, when he plays, he gets way more enjoyment out of it than the average person. So encourage students to put the expression in their music so they can get the enjoyment out of it. So, is this a goal in your teaching? It should be. The love comes first, then the skills. Like his example of taking lessons from George Bellis, who would sometimes not even answer the door. He was in the middle of composing. That kind of passion for music infected him, the student. How would you like to have someone like George Bellis as a student? Like a future George Bellis as a student? Are you making any of these? Are you molding them to be like that? It's not even about the content of the lessons or how you organize it. It's about teaching them to love it. And what do you want to be remembered for? And as a side note, you can even just do a one chord backing track so that they can practice expression from one note.